Tonight, as we have for the past 4 years, we light our candles from the Christ candle. That candle is the one that sits on the altar all year through. It represents the light of Christ in the world. And because we light it for the first time tonight, the light is very low. I needed to double check to make sure it was still lit, and it is. We'll light each of our candles from that light. That light has traveled thousands of miles and 1,000 years. It's been lit by a flame carried from our church kitchen. That doesn't sound very exciting, does it? But it is. The kitchen stove burns constantly, 365 days a year. So if you have a precious flame that you want to keep, as we do, that's the place to keep it safely all year long. Listen as I tell you about that flame. It has been carried to us across the years, across the ocean, across continents, and across cultures. It has traveled by land, sea, and air, plane, truck, van, and car to reach here tonight. It was lit from oil lamps in Bethlehem in Israel, from one particular oil lamp at the Grotto of the Nativity, the place where tradition holds that Jesus was born, and where oil lamps are said to have been kept burning continuously for over 1,000 years. The light begins its journey from there with a ceremony that includes international scouts and guides, including representatives from both Israel and Palestine. It is called the Peace Light of Bethlehem. The Peace Light from Bethlehem campaign was originally organized in 1986 by the Austrian Broadcasting Company and was part of a large charitable relief mission, Light into Darkness. It was established for children in need in Austria and abroad. Since 1989, there's been a great deal of cooperation between scouts and guides in many countries, which has allowed the light to travel throughout Europe. Each year, a child from Upper Austria fetches the light from the grotto in Bethlehem where Jesus was born. The light's then flown to Austria in a special plane by special license, from where it is distributed at a service of dedication to delegations from across Europe who take it back with a message of peace to their own countries for use at ecumenical services throughout the continent. Scouts and guides can then take the light on to houses of worship, hospitals, homeless shelters, old people's homes, prisons, and places of public, cultural, and political importance to anybody who appreciates the significance of the gift. So far, I've only talked about Europe, in case you didn't notice. The light came to this continent for the first time in December of 2001. The Peace Light first came to New York in 2001. It was brought by Canadian scouts who took it to Ground Zero. That's right. The Peace Light was brought to Ground Zero in New York City in December 2001 for Christmas. In 2002, DHL delivered the Peace Light as a gift from Belgian scouts and guides. And in 2003, the light didn't come here, though some people kept it burning. Fortunately, in 2004, it came back, and the Austrian Airlines has continued to bring the Peace Light to this continent in 2005, 2006, every year since. We have an arrangement, several churches nearby here, that if one of our lights goes out, if we have to have the stove repaired, or for some reason the light is extinguished, we share it among ourselves so we don't have to drive to New York to get it. It's a symbolic flame that reminds us as we light these amazing candles and sing about Jesus' birth to pray for peace throughout the world as we light our candles tonight. Now, at the end of the service, we extinguish the candles. It isn't safe to take them out into the night lit. But the flames that we light tonight, each of us, the flame that we hold, lit from the Christ candle, carried from Bethlehem, is to be kept burning in our hearts as a beacon of hope. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Prepare your candles to receive the light of Christ. I think we're ready to sing. It's an ancient light and an ancient hope. Let neither the light nor the hope be extinguished this night nor forevermore. Amen. Merry Christmas.